From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal ruled Wednesday former Bosnian Serb army leader Ratko Mladic is guilty of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity stemming from the conflict in the former Yugoslavia during the 1990s. VOA's Slatica Hoc has more.
In July of 1995, Bosnian Serb forces overran the UN-protected enclave of Srebrenica. About 15,000 men escaped to a nearby forest in an attempt to reach an area held by Bosnian Muslims. The Serb forces followed to prevent their escape.
They were chasing us through the forest as if they were hunting wild rabbits.
I was lucky to be near the free Bosnian-held territory. I arrived carrying my intestines in my hands, so to speak.
In the aftermath of the war, mass graves containing remains of thousands of people from the Srebrenica region were discovered in various locations in Bosnia. Many were killed with their hands tied, indicating they were prisoners. Prosecutors have asked for the maximum penalty of life in prison for Mladic. His defense lawyers have argued that no crimes were committed by the forces under Mladic's control and demanded his acquittal. Mladic is considered a war hero among many Serbs.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State targeting a Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Tillerson said in a written statement Wednesday, after a careful and thorough analysis of available facts, it is clear that the situation in northern Rakhine State constitutes ethnic cleansing. U.S. officials have been investigating what is behind the attacks that have killed hundreds of Rohingya and forced them to leave. This is VOA News. People in Zimbabwe are awaiting the swearing-in of a new president following Tuesday's resignation of Robert Mugabe, ending 37 years in power. The United States responded to his departure with a call for free and fair elections. While on the streets of Harare, Zimbabwe's capital, people danced and cheered in celebration.
Cheering crowds raced through the streets of Harare as news spread that President Robert Mugabe had resigned after nearly four decades in power. The Speaker of Parliament read out what he said was a letter from President Mugabe formally tendering his resignation. While some regarded Mugabe as the leader who fought for Zimbabwe's independence, many others were happy to see the end of his rule. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri said Wednesday he's putting on hold his resignation at the request of President Michel Aoun. Speaking at the presidential palace near Beirut after a parade marking Lebanon's Independence Day, Hariri said the day was meant to give time for more discussion with the president. He also reiterated the need for Lebanon to remain neutral on regional conflicts. Eight people were rescued and three are missing after a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed Wednesday into the Western Pacific Ocean. The Navy said the twin-propeller C-2A Greyhound aircraft plummeted into the sea about 925 kilometers southeast of Okinawa while it was on a routine mission, taking passengers and cargo from a U.S. base in Japan to the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. With a new round of UN-led peace talks set to begin this week, Syrian opposition figures are meeting Wednesday in Saudi Arabia in an attempt to form a more unified front, while several outside nations with heavy influence on the conflict are holding their own consultations in Russia. Since the fighting broke out in 2011, the rebels have been a fragmented force opposing President Bashar al-Assad, with multiple attempts at uniting under an umbrella group held back by disagreements among the many factions. U.S. President Donald Trump's relisting of North Korea this week as a state sponsor of terrorism, a largely symbolic move, and the announcement of tightened sanctions on Tuesday were generally welcomed by analysts as stepped-up pressure on Pyongyang to give up its nuclear missile programs. But analysts question whether the moves, which also target Chinese trade, can get North Korea to the negotiating table. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.